If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout.
Gangbanged, Part 1. Written and read by Ariadne Awakes. Content note. Everything that happens to the narrator is pre-planned and entirely consensual. Each time I hear another pair of footsteps entering wherever it is that he's handcuffed me, my heart skips another beat and my clit throbs. They don't speak, but I can feel the air charged with their need, their smell, their lust. He is suddenly in my ear, his whisper as he runs a finger down my bare arm, making me shiver and whimper. Don't think about the fact that you're scared. Think about the fact that you want it, and I want to give it to you. There are suddenly hands all over me, assessing, gently stroking, squeezing my tits as if to measure their worth. I try and figure out how many men are about to fill me, take turns on me, use me with my precise permission. I hear their breaths quickening as my whole body fizzes with anticipation. His mouth comes closer. And he wants to give it to you. And him. And him. And him. We're going to make you come so hard you forget your own name. There's collective, self-satisfied laughter that makes me throb. Right, he says matter-of-factly, moving his intoxicating voice and earthy smell away from my ear as his hands proceed to rip off the top I've bought specially. Let's get a look at her, shall we, lads? Grunts of approval as the fabric tears and my whole spine shivers with the force of his pull. I'm definitely going to come over those beauties. A different voice, deep. He must be the big one, the rugby player. Fabulous. Another collective laugh as someone suddenly pulls me up, careful to help me regain my balance before yanking my skirt down. Let's see how wet that pussy is. Another voice. A lilting accent. Oh my God, he got the Irish guy on board. Heaven. A soft hand slowly strokes down my stomach and into the only thing I've ever bought that falls under the description of sexy lingerie. I thought I'd make an effort for the occasion. The hand is slightly cold, which makes me squirm a little, eliciting a chuckle from him as he strokes circles over my clit. Little slut, she's dripping already. Grunts of animal satisfaction in the background against that sexy-as-fuck accent in my ear. The only reason my legs haven't gone from under me out of sheer desire is because someone else has come up behind me to lean against. He puts a hand down, more rough than the other guy. Shit, yeah. I know that voice. The guy from the club 3 weeks ago. I can't believe he remembered. What a fucking genius. Here, taste. Someone else groans and I hear a sucking sound. Holy fuck. The thought that one of these gorgeous men is putting his cunt juice-soaked fingers in another's mouth for him to feast on almost makes me come right there. Suddenly I'm lifted up and thrown onto a table, my legs spread. Want a better look? My guy says, chuckling. The response is a big wet tongue that gives my whole cunt a single hungry lick from bottom to top. She tastes good. I'm going to fucking ruin that pussy. He did it. He bought a mystery guy. I have no idea who this guy is, but I know I'm going to like him. I'm eager to get started, but I also know my guy's going to take it slow. Keep the ravenous wolves on a leash. I hate the fact that my arms are starting to ache, cuffed behind my back. I'm disappointed in myself that I want the blindfold off, that I don't quite trust him, that I need to see. Then I remember how meticulously we planned every tiny detail and how my pleasure and comfort were paramount. "Whatever you want," he said. So I give him my signal, the one and only verbal communication I'm allowed to make other than my safe words. "Please, can I come out to play?" He's next to me instantly. "Mind out the way, mate." God, even in this scenario, he's still so adorably polite. He can't help it. He'll feel bad about dropping his act. He doesn't realise how much it turns me on that he can't quite bring himself to go full-on dom without apologising. My cuffs come off first. He rubs my wrists gently as I hear movement, rustling, belt buckles coming undone. He takes the opportunity to kiss my neck briefly and whisper, "Okay?" I smile and nod, and my blindfold's off as he announces, "Take a good look, cum slut." Oh my God, what a glorious sight. Three of the guys I've been wanking over religiously in my finely tuned gangbang fantasy, he got them all for me. They're all as hot and horny as I remember. But there's also a slight apprehension, a tension between just wanting to go at me but not be dicks about it. I clock my surroundings. A generic warehouse, nothing to make it stand out, suitably dingy but not too dirty or too horror film. He really paid attention. This was definitely a good idea. I smile bashfully as their eyes devour me. I go to look around for the fourth guy, the stranger, then suddenly my guy slaps my ass hard. "No, you don't get to see him yet. Get on your knees." I look down at the cold concrete floor, then back up to him, cocking my eyebrow questioningly. He folds his arms and frowns. I'm in trouble for even asking. Good boy, I think. He's getting better at this. I drop to my knees obediently. The floor is a minor inconvenience, because I know what's coming next. They come towards me, hands groping their crotches. He ploughs through them, an arm out. "Easy, lads, back up, we don't want to scare her." They laugh, because we all know who ordered these dicks. He stands over me and takes out his cock. I lick my lips like the dirty slut he loves. "Starving for cock, are we? Get to work, then." I obediently open my mouth wide and edge forward eagerly. He frowns and pushes my head back. "Hands first." I pout petulantly and he grins. I lock eyes with him and stroke slowly, and it gets rock hard in seconds. His face in the early waves of desire is so beautiful, I almost forget I have an audience. Then he says, his voice catching as he tries to push words out through his lust, "Gather round, lads. show her what she's getting. They make a half circle around me and whack out their cocks, and I'm so stunned, I do a double take. I look back up to him, and I don't even need to say it, he knows. I'm wondering how the fuck he instinctively knew all three of them were hung like fucking stallions. He winks. Stroke those big dicks. Show them your appreciation. I take the opportunity as I stroke each new cock to remind myself what I liked about each guy. The Irish guy is a classic pretty boy who would look great in some of my clothes. He flirted with me at my guy's work do so sweetly. I said I'd love to bring him home so he could play dress up with us. My guy said, let's go one better. And that's what sparked the whole idea, the gangbang confession. The Irish guy's long cock is getting very excited and he winks at me. I decide to leave him wanting more and move on to the next guy, the guy from the club. Gorgeous blue eyes, curls, a bit of a cocky posh boy. The kind of cocky posh boy who'd grate on me in most scenarios, except this one. His cock is beer can thick and he knows it. He looks down at me, trying to feign being unimpressed to make me work harder. I speed up and slow down and speed up, then stop. That'll teach him. He grins at me. I love cocky posh boys. The rugby player, he's just big. So fucking big. He stands there with his arms folded over his bulging biceps as if he's being inconvenienced. But when I softly stroke his balls and down the shaft, he melts and gives me puppy dog eyes. Fucking adorable. Pretty soon they get braver and start yanking my hands back to their own cocks when I stray, and my guy says, time to suck some dick, slut. Don't embarrass me. I promise them all the best blowjobs of their lives. I get to work and give each dick the specific attention they demand as they tell me just how they like it. I insisted on this. Precise instructions to match my curious enthusiasm. Their remarks turn into one big juicy monologue, as if I'm sucking one big juicy dick. Yeah, that's it, little cock whore. Suck it like my cock's your food and you're starving. Like my cum is the only thing that can quench your thirst. Moan. Loud. I want them all to hear how much you're enjoying this fat dick. Tell me how big it is, how good it tastes. Suck those balls eagerly, then come back for some cock. Fucking choke on it. Gag. Drink it down. Every last drop. Good girl. Jesus, I love sucking dick. The feel of them in my mouth. The taste. The way they fill me up and feed me. I love the weight of them. The way they respond to my touch. I love the faces men pull. Those beautiful contortions of desire. But most of all, I love the noises. The grunts. The groans. The orgasmic joy where their vulnerability and complete satisfaction collide in sound, prompting my reward for all my hard work, a mouth full of cum. By the time I've drained the four of them dry, my jaw is aching, and I'm in a cock-drunk zen haze. I've definitely delivered on his promise. But before I have time to bask in my smugness, the stranger, who was rubbing his monster cock between my legs vigorously the whole time, now drags me around to see it in all its glory. I gasp and look up to him in genuine terror. He's a gorgeous beast. But there is no way this shaggy-haired Viking of a man with a mischievous glint in his hungry eyes is getting that dong in my mouth. My guy has more faith in my abilities than I do and nods at the stranger, and I could almost squeal with joy. It's happening. The shaggy monster gently pushes me down onto the floor, putting something soft under my head, then proceeds to throat-fuck me with the tip of his cock. The others are egging him on, to try and fit more in, to make me gag. I take more, he gives more. My guy is behind me, groaning with a new burst of lust. Fuck yes, that's my girl. I lose track of time, as I'm thrusted into by thick, demanding cock as they take turns fucking my throat, filling me with cum over and over, which I heartily swallow, and they all look amazed and proud of me. Lucky bastard, the Irish guy says to my guy, and I beam like a cat who got all the cream and first prize. My next reward for all my hard work is my guy giving them all an extensive cunnilingus demonstration. He's the master of tonguing cunt, and before he's even started, it's contracting, begging, so hard it actually hurts. He teases me slowly and gets me dripping, and lets each guy show him their skills, gently prompting, making helpful suggestions. After a while, it feels like my presence is completely secondary to their lesson. And when we play Close Your Eyes and Guess Whose Tongue, I lose more and more, because they're all so good, so eager, so hungry for my throbbing clit, I can't tell their techniques apart. I come hard over and over, but it's not enough. I want cock inside me. So when my guy comes round again to lick up the mess, I can't help myself and scream, "Please, please, somebody give me some cock now!" They laugh at my anguish and take pity on me, and my God, I really do forget my own name. My guy starts with a nice, firm thrust, me on the floor, him on top, whispering in my ear, "Whose tongue did you love the most?" "Yours," I whisper back, looking out at the rugby man behind me, hard cock in hand, observing his opponent, studying how he's going to take him down. When my guy remembers there's a cue, he bites my neck in just the right place, pulls out and steps back, and though I'm fully satisfied from that one fuck alone, such is his skill, I know I can take more, and they give it. Rugby man takes me up against the wall, my arms wrapped around his taut muscles as he grunts and thrusts hard like he hates me. Cocky posh boy decides he wants me doggy style over the table and teases me with sharp, shallow thrusts at first, culminating in full-on cervix bruising lunges, and I have my biggest orgasm so far, which instantly pisses me off because he'll just be so fucking smug about it. But it's just fine. He's clearly memorized every word of "she comes first" and it shows. Good for him. Pretty Irish boy is slow and romantic, all kisses and intertwining his hands with mine and false starts to get me all fired up. He keeps his fuck rhythm consistent, firm and gentle and slow, with my leg up, tilting me sideways. And though he can feel the others getting impatient for another session, "Why don't you just marry her, soft boy?" He takes his time, looking into my eyes, making me fall briefly in love with him as he groans, head thrown back, and shoots load after load into my already overflowing cunt, saying over and over, "The sweetest pussy, the sweetest pussy." There's nothing like a pretty Irish boy who'd look great in my little black dress to make me come like a queen. I'm allowed a few minutes recovery time before the shaggy beast comes for me, flips me over, gets up on top of me and crushes me with his weight. He gives me a surprisingly gentle, tight fuck, his arms over mine, pinning my wrists down, his chest sweat and my back sweat making slippery music as he makes the biggest cum groan so far, like it's his Oscar-winning moment. I'm so fuck drunk I struggle to stand once he's pulled out, and I feel a kind of reverb, like I was so full I now feel utterly empty. But I needn't have worried about standing. My guy's over me, dick hard again, and he grins. "Ready for round two? Good." I give my best filthy laugh as I feel another dick slamming into my cunt as he gives me his cock to feast on, grinning as he says, "Have you sucked me off in a gangbang yet?" This is a favourite game of ours when we're shopping. "Have you sucked my dick in Sainsbury's yet?" My cue to find the nearest toilet, drop to my knees and get to work. "Have I fucked you wearing that dress yet?" My cue to call my friend and say I'll be late because he can't let me leave the house without a nice cum stain on my new purchase. Or a particularly risque one, "Have I fucked you up your ass during Christmas dinner at your mum's yet?" We managed 5 minutes in the cupboard under the stairs before someone noticed we were gone. We laughed so hard he couldn't come. He comes in my mouth now. He always has an abundance of jizz for me. Someone else is going at me. I can't tell the difference anymore. I just shut my eyes and go limp and receive. At some point in the proceedings, the shaggy beast decides I'm not displaying enough enthusiasm and grabs me by my ankles, drags me across the floor, lifts my hips up and almost fucks me into the ground. My guy looks concerned as if I'm about to get my neck snapped, but I grin and he winks and mouths, "Porn star slut." I'm loving this strange, shaggy animal. He somehow manages to turn it into his fantasy by ordering me on top and riding him hard, which I'm all for but a little too knackered to give it my all, while instructing the others to come over me, directing them with, "Yeah, you, pretty boy, squirt it down her tits. That's nice." This guy would direct some awesome porn. It could have been an hour or 10 hours later, I couldn't tell you. I just know that there was a moment where they were done with fucking, but still had one last present for me. I told my guy, if nothing else, I wanted this. I am dragged onto my knees. I am surrounded by their throbbing dicks as they work them hard. I close my eyes so I can better appreciate their groans, and there is a moment where I am hypersensitive to my bare naked body just before jet after jet smothers every inch of my skin in hot cum. I really hope he remembered to face me towards the camera for this moment. He makes me wait with my cum-covered eyes shut while they put their clothes back on and talk about me as if I'm not there as they make their way out. Tight pussy. Great cocksucker. Nice tits. I'd like to do her up the ass next time. What a slut. She loves cock. Cheers, mate. You're welcome, he replies as he makes his way back to me. I daren't move. His mouth is in my ear. Well, are you satisfied, little slut? I nod eagerly, and he laughs, and I feel him wipe a towel he must have remembered to bring over my face. What a guy. In the car on the way back, all I can do is flop over the seat and grin at him. He grins back and hands me snacks and puts the radio on. My cunt has never felt so sore and satisfied. I feel weightless and on fire and dizzy and drunk and fucking fabulous. I can't resist. Where did you find that beast? He laughs. Laser tag. What the fuck? Yeah, laser tag. He ended up on my team and we got talking. One thing led to another and, you know. What? How would you like to fuck my girlfriend in a warehouse with a bunch of other random strangers? Yeah, that was pretty much it. I slap his arm and lean back and devour my cold pizza. He clocks me stuffing my face. Hungry, are we? I know that tone, and I can't believe he's serious. Where does he get the energy? I look down at his crotch. Pull over so I can suck you. Good girl. And while I'm feasting on his gorgeous cock for what could be the 10th time that night, he tells me, that wasn't the end of it, you know. We have plans for you. I'm about to question him when he gently pushes down. I have to carry on. Fine by me. I think about what those plans might be and suck harder, which makes him laugh. Then he asks me, whose cock did you love the most? I think of them all in a cum-soaked flashback, all their different nuances, their groans, the taste of their jizz, their fuck rhythms. And though they all showed me a good time, they didn't bring me pizza or a soft towel or invite me to take it up the arse in a cupboard while my family played Trivial Pursuit and drank cheap whiskey nearby. Yours, I say between eager sucks. Good girl. To be continued. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Literotica, under the name Ariadne Awakes. I also have a Patreon page, www.patreon.com/ariadneerotica, where you can order regular custom-made audios, and an account with eroticacustomized.com/writer/ariadneawakes, where you can request customized written erotica. My Twitter is @ariadneawakes. To hear more sexy stories read aloud, go to girlonthenet/audioporn.